I'm Alex Jenkins, I'm the chairman and the founding director of Celtic Music Radio.
Okay, so how was Celtic Music Radio established?
It started out 8 years ago when we had, there was a group of like-minded people got together, and the concept that we had was that we needed to offer some form of broadcast facility that allowed music that was not mainstream to be heard. And the idea behind it all was that we were looking to be different. To associate ourselves with singers and songwriters became a very important concept, because we view ourselves as a community of interest. So basically what we did was four directors originally got together, and the concept that we had in our heads was that we would involve songwriters, we would involve ourselves with Celtic Connections, and the Celtic Connections thing gave us a huge, huge boost, because it was a tremendous public profile. We did a number of RSLs, short-term broadcast licences on FM from the concert hall, and 5 years ago we got a broadcast licence for the medium wave, which we're operating just now.
Why did you choose Celtic music, and why Glasgow?
Glasgow is very important to the point of view of Celtic music. There is a tremendous amount of activity in the west of Scotland. Glasgow in itself isn't necessarily the important point. The west of Scotland's important. There is a hotbed of singers, songwriters, musicians, people playing tremendous music in the west of Scotland. And the fact that Glasgow was chosen, was actually more or less chosen by Ofcom for us, because they, at that point, were offering licences to operate in certain areas.
So how big of an area do you reach?
We can be heard. I can personally sit in Kilmarnock, where my daughter lives. I can sit down in Kilmarnock and listen to the transmitter there. So, you know, it's covered a fair area.
So what are your plans for the radio station in the future?
The plans for the radio station in the future? Basically, Celtic Music Radio has a future with continuing in the vein of associate with singer-songwriters. However, we have been awarded a broadcast licence for FM, which we will and hopefully have in place by certainly the summer next year. We have plans and have been involved in discussions with a number of people regarding the funding of it, and the funding is the big thing. Basically, the situation we have here, these studios are fairly basic. They do the job, and to do it in FM becomes slightly more more critical whenever you start listening to sounds, and the AM signal allows you to get away with a fair bit. So we don't really need soundproofing here or sound deadening in the respect that you would have in an FM studio. That's part of the plan, is to structure a new studio. Also to have a look along the lines of involving ourselves with the students within universities in Glasgow who are involving themselves in media courses. That's a very, very important thing, because here in Glasgow we associated with Strathclyde University. That was to do with our music school. There are other universities that have media courses and have technical courses, and there's synergies there where we can actually get together and say, look, we can work these, we can do these things, we can work with you, and it's beneficial to you to have your students actually doing live active work. It's also beneficial to us to have people available that know a bit more about the technicalities and are more readily available to take on board the technicalities that are involved with the station. Yes, we will continue. We hope to continue in the vein that we're doing with the music genre that we have, with the associations that we have with music, with songwriters groups, with musicians, and hopefully make it a viable operation.
So you say about the things you can offer the students, mm-hmm. And people who create music, what other benefits do you think a community radio station has?
Well, it depends entirely on the community radio station. This particular radio station, this community radio station here at Celtic Music Radio, is a community of interest. There are a number of different ways to structure community radio stations. Community of interest radio station is one where it's people of interested in a particular genre of music, you know, a particular interest, but with people who are interested in a particular thing, where they can come together and be can have a broadcast service that's dedicated specifically to them. Now, the music that we play here at Celtic Music Radio, if we didn't play it, in a lot of instances it would not be heard. And that's what's behind the concept that we have at Celtic Music Radio. Singer-songwriters come here, they spend time with us in the studio. We have tremendous associations with big names who record internationally. Dougie MacLean, for example. Dougie's a very good friend of the radio station. Ken Campbell's another lad. The message is going out there is we are community, and our community takes an active part in what we do. So, you know, the benefits that are there for a community, in our instance, is more making their music heard and bringing young singer-songwriters or any singer-songwriters, whether young or old, to the studio. There's a wee lift, there's a wee bit of encouragement for them coming to the radio station, where they come in and they sit down and have a chat and have an opportunity to play their music, and their music is heard outside, and it becomes more of a, I suppose, like a wee club. A geographic community radio station is an entirely different thing. It's more a small base where people who live in that area would have a common interest in their community. Lots of different ways to look at community radio. In our particular instance, we look at it as a community of interest, and that's our community.
Okay, so where can people find you online or get in contact with Celtic Music Radio?
Oh, just about anywhere. To get in contact with Celtic Music Radio, it's dead straightforward. You can find us on the webpage at www.celticmusicradio.net.
That's cool, thank you very much.
No problem.
Right, cheers.